Okay, can smell it? Okay. I'm going to need this chant. All right, we're still okay. You open the door. So tell the guy to come in. Oh, you go open. Okay. The Rambam. Now, if you want the light that you can put on the thing, I think it switches. No, on top of you, right over there. Yeah, if that helps you. Okay, I'm just going to start a little bit, the Sherei Rishon. I want to give you a Hakdoma to say from Mitzvahs. Sherei Rishon, She'ein Roy Limnois, B'Klolus Hazais. What's the Klolus Hazais? What does he want? Because Hazeis HaMitzvah Shehei Medrabonon. Mitzvah Drabonon, that minyan HaMitzvahs. Beklolus is the Targum of Korach, okay? In Tapach, he says Schum, okay? What it really means when it's Schum or Klolus, it's referring to the minyan Tayag, minyan HaMitzvahs. Drabonon is not minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay, that's what he's saying. The question is, what I want to start, before we get involved here, is, excuse me the expression, what the heck, okay? The Rambam now is writing 14 Shoshim to explain to you what the general categories of how you're going to decide whether something's in Tayag Mitzvahs or not, okay? And then he's going to write a Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? And the question is, what is this project all about? And if you look at the psicha to Sefer Mitzvahs, it's very clear that he looked at Sefer Mitzvahs as a psicha to Sefer Mishneh Torah. Okay? And it's very interesting that he wrote Sefer Mitzvahs in Arabic, even though, and he discusses in the psicha what language he's going to write Mishneh Torah in. And he makes a decision that he's going to write it in Lashon HaMishnah, not Lashon HaMikra. And he doesn't want to write it in Lashon HaTalmud, because people won't understand it. And he's not going to write it in Lashon HaMikra, because we don't have the full facility of Lashon HaMikra, because a lot of the words were lost, okay? Not every word of the language Nevi'im had. So he chose Lashon HaMikra. Okay, but this Lashon HaMishnah, what he's doing over here, the Hakdoma to Sefer Mitzvahs, okay? The Psicha is the Hakdoma to Mishneh Torah, and explaining, the outlining what he wants to do in Mishneh Torah, and he decided to write Sefer Mitzvahs in Arabic. Okay, to say that. Now, he says, Hoyel, in the Psicha, Ukfa Kodum Lono Achiba Mufusum, Ashe Kolalu Boy, Pirish Kola Mishnah, the Rambam says, I already Pirush Mishnayis. And he calls it his Sefer Mufursam. V'hoisa kamanaseinu b'chibu ahu l'katze b'bir inyin halocha halocha min ha-Mishnah. It wasn't to explain Kol HaTorah Kula, but to explain halocha halocha, the halochas of the Mishnah talking about. No. V'hoisa kamanaseinu b'o l'ashlim kol the Hashlim boy dine kol mitzvah. In other words, you get the impression it's an Indian la Hashlim dine kol mitzvah. V'lichlo kol mashi yitzarach boy misa beheta v'chay v'porta k'mo shiz boy l'mishya ayin b'oysa chibo re'isi gam kein sh'akapetz chibo shichle kol dine atera v'asi osam ad shiri shami menu hashmota. He wants to have a chibo that's kol dine atera. U'shi is hoye boy he doesn't want machlekes. He's not interested in talking about the chuyim and amroim the chuyim. Then he goes on. Then he has a question. How should he machalek? How should he write the sefer? Should he write it like the Mishnah, or should he write it with prokim and noisim? And he says, "V'oz is barely she reads it to you. She tiyachalukasoi halachas halachis. with Mokom Mesechtes. Shiva Mishnah. I Sheomer boy Hilchusuka, Hilchus Lulu, Hilchus Mzuzu, Hilchus Sitzis.
Okay.
Is she Cholik boy Haklola? Call a clock, call us the pocket, Valochis. A Mavua who, Kibios Haluka Kane, Ain Roy Lachalik Dine Mitzvah Achas. Bain, asay, bain loisase, b'shnei klolios. You shouldn't have one mitzvah spread over two different halachic arena. Hilchos lulav and hilchos shefa should each be limited to one mitzvah or more than one mitzvah, but a mitzvah should not bridge in between the various halachas.
Avos ha-tzotan.
It's interesting, dine ha-teir, avos ha-tzotan, meaning, you know, already, you get the impression something's going on with mitzvahs. Okay? And the mitzvahs themselves are reason how to mechalek Mishnah Torah. Abo koma she yitztarech bo min ha-chaluka yiyeh b'prokim shevlo yisak klolos. Pom yiyu b'klolos achas mitzvah mitzvahs. Sometimes in one set of halachas there are many mitzvahs. And then sometimes there might be mitzvah achas, whatever it is. Okay. That's the way he talks. And then he says something else. Okay. Now. Okay. Interesting. The whole purpose of what he's doing, the kashe is barely or inyan hazeh, the ol of bedaiti lechabes haseif ulahaski kol mitzvahs baaskola loy pirush b'mnoisa psichas haseifa. The psichas haseifa is seifa mitzvahs is the psicha for Mishnah Torah. Psichas haseifa. His Urebi, and this has to be very careful, this I pointed out last week, this is a proper translation, was left out of Chaim Heller. He says, his Urebi hatsa'ar shekfar hitzta'arti boy zeshonim. He's been in tsa'ar, emotional anguish for years, Dom says. For who sha'minyan shel ha-mitzvahs And it's just unbelievable how zany the errors that his previous generation had made in Minyan HaMitzvahs. And he's mitzvahy on it. Everyone accepts the Baal Lachas Gdolos, hook, line, and sinker. Well, not to make kavanoisa b'minyanim. Ki im netiyek me ma'ata. Ki ilu adem is omdu eitzel ma'im o'ish hazeh. So the Rambam had a tremendous sound about the Lachas Gdolos. Okay? But the question is, you know, why is he emotionally involved in this? What bothered him? He doesn't explain. He just says he was bizarre. He doesn't say why. And the zaniest of them all is that that's not the reason why he wrote Sefer Mitzvahs. He wrote Sefer Mitzvahs because he wanted to achdom with Mishnah Torah. But once he's doing it, he's explaining that he had a tzar and there was a mover to do it independent of this, but he expressed itself because he wanted to write Mishnah Torah. Okay. And you get the impression that there's a separate tzar and a separate inyan to be mesalik ashkia and tos in the minyan mitzvahs and the lahamin a minyan meeting, which is unbelievable. But it doesn't explain why. Okay, you know it's very interesting. You think a lot of things. You'll say, you know, why am I doing this, and not expose your emotional anguish, and it's just the opposite. He exposes emotional anguish and leaves the reader to try to understand why he does it. Okay? That's what it is. means that it's dova v'afoichoi. Seifa mitzis is the hakdoma, is the opening to the prelude to Mishneh Torah. And on the other hand, Mishneh Torah is a pirish on Sefer Mitzvahs. Because when he talks about Kol Dinei Torah, he says, Kol Dinei Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah. So, it's mamish like almost a symbiotic relationship. That this is Akdomo, that he should be able to know that all the mitzvahs are there, and that all the Dinei Torah are there, and he sets up, he says at the end, he's Mechal the Prokim, according to all the mitzvahs, in order to make sure that he has all the Dinei Torah. On the other hand, what is Mishneh Torah? Mishneh Torah is a bill on the mitzvahs. That's why it's important that one halacha, one set of halachas, in which you have a mitzvah which goes and treads and goes over two mitzvahs. Every halachas should have, and you know, in other words, the mitzvahs, when he's talking about whatever it is, the mitzvah is Kriya Shema, and the halacha is Kriya Shema. Love and love. You don't go over two different halachas with one mitzvah. You can have more than one mitzvah, like in Avodah Zarah. There are many mitzvahs. But basically, Mishneh Torah is a bill on the mitzvahs. Atayad mitzvahs. That's mamash. That lecha is what's happening over here. Okay. Then you understand something. And that's why he opens up Mishneh Torah with the posik in Tehillim, Oz loy evoish, babiti el kol mitzvaysecha. And that's what Mishneh Torah is all about. The habiti, the habota nechina, is habota behefkas, it's more than a stamas dakos. By looking at Mishneh Torah, you're really seeing kol mitzvaysecha. Oz, and that's what the chefs of Mishneh Torah is, kol mitzvaysecha. And that's where he starts off. Ozli Evoish Bahabiti al Komitz Vesecha. That's why it starts off like that. Now, okay? Let's start. So I think my man didn't say anything. Now. Then he says like this. So myth means that Mishneh Torah, the Yara Chazoka, is coming to explain the Torah Shebaal Peh, which explains the mitzvahs. Muvad, which he says also, he's going to discuss all the takonas and zeris and the schachim bezin lechazik as a mitzvahs. But the etzim, or what is Mishneh Torah? Mishneh Torah is to incorporate the Torah Shebaal Peh and to explain the mitzvahs. And this is the Hashlomas HaMitzvahs. And that's why it starts out. Mishneh Torah, in the Hagdomo. Kol HaMitzvahs SheNitnu LeMoshe BeSinai BeFeirushon Nitnu. What's BeFeirushon Nitnu? Of who has he knows, first of all, SheNema VeEtnu L'Cho Es HaLucho Es HaEven VaTeira VaMitzvah. What's Teira and what's Mitzvah? Teira! Zu Teira SheBikzav. V'hamitzvah zu pirusha. V'tzivonu la'asos ha'teira api ha'mitzvah. Oto, that's what the etzim sivu is. To do teira shemitzav, oto, the mitzvah is with the pirush of the mesera. U'mitzvah zu hi nikis ha'nikis teira shemitzav. And that's what it's all about. There's Torah and there's mitzvah, and that's Oz Babiti al Kol Mitzvaysecha. The Oz Habiti al Kol Mitzvaysecha is ki'ilu the meeting and the coming into being one, the union of Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebaal Peh b'shleimus, to have this matzav of Oz Lo Yevoish. And that's what it's all about, and that's what he sums it up in one line, and that's why he starts off the Etnocha that's what he starts up. Kol hamitzvos shenitnu leMoshe beSinai befeushon nitnu. They were nitnu bepeush, and they were nitnu with the pirush. And that was the Mesera. There was Terah v'amitzvah pirusha. And that was v'etna l'cho es ha'lucha yisa'ef lucha sa'evan v'atera v'amitzvah. L'shtera. Then he continues. And we'll see that there was a Mesiris in Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu, not only on the Torah Shebiksav, but also on the Tzivui of what is the mitzvah. Va'atera va'mitzvah. So he says, Kol ha'atera kosum Moshe Rabbeinu, kledim shiyomus, biksav yodoy, v'nosan sefer chol shevet v'shevet, v'sefer echod nosnu v'olun le'ed, sh'nem ha'okrich ha'sa sefer ha'atera hazeh v'samtem Moshe. And Torah Shebaal Peh is the Pirush of Tayag Mitzvahs. V'tzivon las zateir al pi ha-mitzvah. And that's what he writes, Behemshech Dvorov, Sha'pirush, Teira, that Sha'pirush hazeh, what is this Pirush? It's called Torah Shebaal Peh. Oh, that's the Pirush. And that's what, this is the Pirush, this is the Meseir of Maboyim Dedes. So the Rambam finds it so important to make a minyan from the Arboim Deiris, because we're talking about Adatim of the Mesera. The Mesera of the Arboim Deiris, which come in Avina Vashi, they were the Sefer Ra, that is the culmination in putting together of the Mesera of Teresh of Apeh, the Pirusha. And that's why we need the Arboim Deiris to make sure that there was no break in the link and that it was Kaviyosa Baal Sinai. And that is what he ends up, and he calls Avina Vashi as the Bezna Avina Vashi of the Klechus and Hedron HaGadol, Talmud Bavli, as the Baal Mesera. Okay? And the Ram is equating, even though in Hilchos Mamrim, he talks about Bezna HaGadol Shir Yishalayim, as the Amud law of Teresh of Alper, or the Di Bezna Avinu Avashi, that was what was Mamed, or the Di Meseir of the Deris. And the Meseir of Teresh of Alper, that's not, we were Teresh of Alper, no, Teresh of Alper is Pirusha, is the interpretation of each of one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. That's Vatera Vamitzvah. Then that's the Ram continues. Because it was only given our pair. Okay. It's an apology, you know. That one would have thought, which is an amazing thing, that a priori, the Torah Shema Peh was only peculiarly for Moshe Rabbeinu. There might have been things he didn't say over. Because the Chayra, the Torah Shevosik also the Chadesh, Fandem the Moshe Misina, it didn't say Moshe Rabbeinu said it over. I thought it only could be Chesed Shel Torah only if Moshe Rabbeinu received it. We didn't give it over. But maybe he shouldn't give over anything. So that's what he says. That even though at the deep Torah Shel Torah, the Pirusha from the Mishnah, that was given over. That was given over to Zekanim. Ve'alozu Pinchas v'yeshua shtrosh and kibbuli Moshe v'yeshua shehu talmidei shel Moshe Rabbeinu mos haloi. I thought some Messiah is a Torah at the Chabal HaMessiah. Then it came days and days and days to get the Abeinu HaKadosh. Abeinu HaKadosh Chiba, HaMishnah, Imois Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Lo Chiba Chibo, Shemalam Dino Yisei Berabim, Betei Shabal Peh. There was no Chibo on Torah Shabal Peh, except for the Mishnah. Ela B'chol Dovador, Rish Bezdin Oinovi, whatever that means, okay,
that the Novi is also a Pesachal Hashem, not Peter is Nevua, but he's the Baal Meserah. Reish Novi, Oib, Reish Bezen, Oib Novi, Shoyib, Reish Ado, Kesim La'atzmo, Zichon HaShmois, it was the Heter, Kesim La'atzmo, Shisham Rabbeisa, Vuhu Melamed Al Peh Barabim. And he can't even use it as notes to teach. He can only use the notes to remember and then come and teach. He's Melamed Al Peh Barabim. V'chein, Kol Echot V'Echot, Kesim La'atzmo, Kfi Koicha, Mibir HaTeir, Mir Chesim Kon Shishamah. Midvosh this chatcher b'chol do v'do b'dim shalom de pi ashmur. That's me pi ashmur is the chod the pirish the teresh l'apef Moshe Rabbeinu. But he has something else. Me the mishalish eschei me the v'istim aleim bezin hagodo. But at the teresh as a me there was no mesela. The mesela is in teresh l'apef. That's what he's very careful. Look over here. Shalom dum v'zeh b'chol do v'do b'dim. This is very important when we learn shereshani. Shalom dum me pi ashmur. Bemida, Misholish Esremidus, Viskim Alein Beznagolo. Vachin Hoyadova Tomid, Adabeno Akodish, Vu Kibit Kolashmuz Vachule. Then, Vachiba Vakmeako, Sefer Mishnah. Okay, fair. Now I'm skipping. Now we're getting to the second Chibu. The Indian is Shneha Gmorois, who Pirish Divya Mishnah is. Ubir Amukoseho, Udvom Shnishachu. B'chol bezdin u'bezdin imoyis moshera miros rabbeinu hakodesh v'atchibu ha'gemora u'mishnei ha'gemores u'menetisefteis misifro v'sifri mikulum yizbaye reisa v'emamuta atome v'atoro achir v'apoto v'chule כמו שהתיקו איש מפי איש מפי משהו רבינו גם יזבאיה מהם דבורם שגוזו וליטות לגזירס אוסו חמשפוטן דין מופרויים וכו' וכו' נמסר רבין עקו חיבר רבאשי בגמורה Mimois Moshe ve'ad Yomu. It's mamish a culmination of the Messiah of the Avodah Zarah. That's what Talmud Bavli is all about. Nims Ravina Ravashi v'chavreim seif gedolei chachmei Yisrael hamatikim Torah shel Baal-Peh. Although the Bailim, the whole Inyan from Bailis, that's what Chaim Volozhin used to say, that the Inyan ha-shocheich dovechem mishnosai is nigma Ravina Ravashi. Because kol zman the Torah is gangen Messiah, and that there was a chreis, and to mamish preserve the amitas of Teir, or the Gena'ino, or the Rabbeinu Vashi, or the Bala Mesera, there was an issue shechaz of Teir, there was a chadoch, it's there, kwa kulek vena kol yachav yachav yoro v'yito. Okay, we say that. Then he goes like this. And then he says, the Bor Malolo, he says, Rabbeinu Vashi, seif gilei chachmi yisrael hamatik in Teir Shabal Peir. She goes, exist, and it was chachmi, and then he says, it's not only that Klal Yisrael is makabel on them. Okay. That's not enough to machayev. And he finishes, v'heim, not only that, v'heim ha-kabolah, Behem Shishomu Kabbalah Biikri Atayr Kulo Doach Ador Ad Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Hashalom. This is a combination of the Dibala Mesira being accepted by Klal Yisrael or Dot Chotach Akrich Zehesh Hakol. Whatever that is, okay, that's not for me now. So you get the impression, although the whole Mishnah Torah is a Pirush and Sefer Mitzvahs. And somehow, and this is the expression why I explain the Mesera, and the Mesera of Mishnah Torah is the Mesera of Torah Shabbat Peh. So there's something very central about Minyan Mitzvahs, okay? At least in the Rambam's opinion. And in the Ramban, you get the opposite approach. Ramban is the whole issue of Minyan Mitzvahs, Dovah Shema B'kach. So much so that he's not even sure that maybe there's no such thing as Minyan Tayyag. And maybe it's only Gematria Be'alma. You see, he says, V'terem aschi l'dabayim l'vovi b'zer, oi m'mash nistapigli, av b'shiyadati shakol machzikim boi k'dobo poshet, k'dobo makis l'av simloi, dosh l'av simloi, v'gul ma'isra,
He says, make a taste, and he has kashas on it. No, maybe it's not. Maybe it's this. It doesn't bother him. The Ram is the Ram Tayag Mitzvahs is a central issue to Judaism and to Yadus and to Mitzvah. Kot Rabban, to Dovah Shemav Kach. And that's what I alluded to last week, and I think that's the Yisrael over here. It's supposed to show you how to learn the Gemara in Eruvin. And the nafkamina of how you learn the Gemara is colossal. And there's a whole issue of how you learn the Mesira. Shteitin the Gemara in Eruvin la'mendala mebeis. Tonu Rabbonon. Ketzat Seder Mishnah. What's the Seder of the Mishnah? So you understand Kate said say the Mishnah. The Ram did an amazing thing over here. Kate said say the Mishnah. He learned the Mishnah as an allusion to the Mishnayis. But it's not they were learning Mishnayis then, okay? But it's also an allusion to what he says in Mishnah Torah, that the Mishnah was Ki'ilu, the culmination of the Torah Shebaal Peh, that it was a Messiah of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Torah Shebaal Peh, Messiah of Moshe about what? A Hatera Vamitzvah, or the Dipirish Hatayag Mitzvahs. And that was the Ketzat Seder Mishnah. That was a Seder for Moshe and Aaron and the Zekenim. Tonu Rabbonon, Ketzat Seder Mishnah. Moshe Limed Mipi Agvura, Nichnas Aaron, Vishon Eloi, Moshe Pirkei, v'chulei. So what did they learn? Okay. So the Ramban says that only the minyan might have been said, but the mitzvahs weren't taught. It might have been a minyan said at Har Sinai. You might have told them, even if you accept there's a minyan of Har Sinai, Tayag, the Rebbe said there's going to be Tayag mitzvahs. But Tayag mitzvahs weren't necessarily given at Har Sinai. They were given at different other places. And according to Ramban, they won't say it in to Moshe, because someone said to Aaron, as he says later in Hasoga and Aleph, in Hasoga's Aleph, and Lavdach and Sinai. Okay.
What do you mean Lavdach and Sinai?
Afterwards. Shui Moshe, yeah, whatever it was, but it's nothing to do with Sinai. Sinai is not, see, Vapsimloi's memory is Lavdach. We learn, and if I would tell you that Tai and Mitzvah and Moshe Mishim, they won't say to Moshe and Sinai, you say it's Kfira. Okay. That's what he says. Af Shinema al Horev. Tach Horev Mitzvah was said at Sinai. Ancient Kavona of the Sinai boy. There's no, you know, you don't need Sinai for Mitzvahs. There's no, okay, Messiah. So we don't even know, B'chlau, what the agenda, what the curriculum between Moshe Rabbeinu and Uzi teaching this came and what was the issue. Because Tayag Mitzvahs might not have been given at the point they started the syllabus. We don't know what it was about. We don't know who's teaching them. He might teach them Messiah, Chesed, I don't know. The emes is the Ram Hakdoma to Mishnah. Da, shekol mitzvah shenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe Rabbeinu nitna loy in pirusha. Hoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu oimer loy hamikra. Or some he translates on Nusach. V'ach kach oimer loy pirusha. It was given. There was the mikra, which is the nusach, and there was the pirush. V'ach oimeloi pirushay ubiru. But the etzem meseir to Moshe Rabbeinu was a meseir for mitzvah upirusha. Or the mikra and the pirusha ubiru. V'chol ma shekol oisa mikra mechukam. But the Rebbe Lishon taught him v'shtet in posik. Hamikra hamechukam. That you can see everything in this pasuk. But kach, listen to this. In the same way, kinesinosoi, okay, Similarly, can you see also in general the same way Moshe Rabbeinu gave Torah to Israel? We have to learn like that. You know, can see us about Sinai. So the Rambam takes it a step further. He takes it a step back. The same way the Messiah of Makadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe was a Messiah for Mikra Mechukam, with the Messiahs on the Mikra. The same way, that's the way he taught to Klal Yisrael. V'kach hoye seder limud l'Yisrael. Hoye bo li oholoi. Nichnas eitzloi aharoin tchila. V'hu mazdi loi ha-mikra shekibo pamachas. Umalam ve perushoi. So it means, oto the Messiah, or the Ketzer Seder, I'm learning what's Ram saying chat in the Gemara and Erevin, of what's Ketzer Seder Mishnah, or the Ketzer Seder Mishnah, or the Dima Seder, the same way the Rebbe Shalom was Moiset, the Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Ditayag Mitzvahs, the Nusach, HaMachukam, with the Pirushan, Moshe Rabbeinu was Moiset, at the Aaron, and at the Shnei Bonov, and then to what it is, Canaan, and that was Messiah. So then, this is Mamash Gevaldik. So the whole Aboyim Deiris is the Aboyim Deiris is the Aboyim Deiris of the Messiah from Ketzer Seder Mishnah. That's what it's all about.
But the Rabbeinu Kodesh didn't follow that methodology.
Why he chose to do it that way is a very interesting question, you know. I'm not getting involved in that because offhand, sometimes the Mishnah is so subtle that you don't even know what it's talking about. And the question is, was it made to be like that? That only those people who should understand it, do understand it, why it was done that I can't tell you. Okay? But it seems to be very clear in the Rambam that was the Etzem Seder. And the Rambam Kilo is bringing back in Mishneh Torah the way that it originally was. You know, it's mamish, like, you know, it's just the opposite. It's counterintuitive. But that's what's happening over here. So there's an amazing thing here. Okay. So means that we should call the Mikra, the Nusach, existed before Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah. Because you get the impression Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to the Aboyim Deiris. You don't even know that the Rambam has the option of Megillus Nitna. But there was a Meseris of the Mikra HaMechukam, independent of the Torah itself. And it was called Torah. And you get the impression the question is, when the Gemara says Megillah, I don't know if it's Megillah, this is the discussion of Megillah, not a discussion of Megillah. The Lemaisa is, the Rambam is very clear that there were Pesukim given out, and they wrote down, the Rambam is very clear in Pirush Nais, they wrote down the Pesukim for themselves, and that was no problem. And then the Meseres was committed as Malpah. And that was the case to say that Mishnah. The Kesvin HaMikra. See, the Ramban, excuse me, the Ram, see, the Ram in the Pirush Mishnayis, he writes like this, and I say the Mesela, the Kesvin HaMikra, Megillois, Kesvin HaMikra, the Megillois. Is he referring to Megillus? No, what's he referring to? The Kesvin HaMikra, Megillus. But that wasn't a Mesela Kilo you're going to put. Because the Gemara and Gittin, they put the Megillahs together to make it say, this is not that. It's just the Nusach of the Mitzvah. That's what we're talking about. So then the Nusach of the Mitzvah is the Mikra, or the Nusach, whatever it is, Nusach HaMachukam, but it's nothing to do, it happens to be the same Nusach of part of Torah Shebiksav. But it was given by Teres Mitzvah. Or the Teira, and it was a Teres Mitzvah. Umelam, then he continues, Oisom Bio Oise HaMikra,
shenitan me'es Hashem. The oise habir who klali in yonim, boy kris mamikla, v'zeichin akabol alper. V'kach im chachom olav Hashem, teri shebiksav, v'teri shebalper.
So it's an amazing thing. I was always brought up teri shebiksav, is the teri in the olam, and teri shebalper is, you know, whatever, okay? Teri shebiksav, teri shebalper is referring also to the Messiah from Tayag Mitzvahs, or to the Megillus Megillus. And Vivite, the Torah that we have, reflects that as Torah Shemiksav. That's what he says. How are you teaching Torah Shemiksav? Are you teaching Torah Shemiksav or the Torah? Listen, he's teaching up on these Megillus, or the Geshem, or those Kachawa, those are Torah Shemiksav, and that's Torah Shemiksav. Mom, it's the world is upside down. And the Ram did it. But Kach Imim Chachom, all of us, says, where you kiss in my mikro, the zeichu ma kabol al peh. V'kach imim chachom olav aleyem ha-sholem, teri shebiksa, v'teri shebal peh. So what is that teri va mitzvah? Teri shebal mitzvah is otta de mesera, of the mesera for tayag mitzvahs. And that's the case of Seda Mishnah, otta de mesera for tayag mitzvahs. And mayim from Simloi, is not some gematria be'alma. Or the demayim from Simloi, or Taya and Mitzvah, Nel and Roshim Yisinai, is also the chefsa from Mesera. And the whole Mesera is built around it. It's a whole different world. And the whole issue of Taya and Mitzvah is essential to the whole Mesera, according to the Rambam. And that is the Indian of Har Sinai. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up again, that's the Rambam will talk about in Shiri Shlishi Barichos, the Sinai is in the Mokum from the Mesira to Moshe Rabbeinu Tayag Mitzvahs with Biur. And that's Torah. That is Dorosh Rav Siloi Tayag Mitzvahs Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. That's the Rambam. That's what it's all about. It's a mesera of teira v'mitzvah. V'etna l'cho as a teira v'mitzvah. That's what Sinai was all about. It was talking the Ten Commandments, whatever you want, or so. Of a voice is going, Har Sinai. Har Sinai was a mesera. The same way the British and the Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu requires. Okay? So it means, k'nesinosoi, is the k'nesinosoi, is not only, see, the Gemara talks about k'nesinosoi as far as the prophetic vision, which Ram said wasn't a prophetic vision, because they only heard the kol dvorim, not the dvorim themselves, whatever that is, okay? But the din, you see, we the Gemara learns out din, because behem of year, but that's talking about the prophetic experience, or the semi-prophetic experience of the kol dvorim. But there's another din, that the etzim din from Torah Shemiksav and Torah Shemapeh and the whole way of Limur, Ketzer Seidah Mishnah, that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on the Har, which wasn't this Betuba Mechilas, and that is the way we learn the days. And that was the Messiah. It's a whole different world. That's why the Rambam has in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, the Aboyim Deiris, and that's the case of Seidah Mishnah. And that's why, according to Ram, that's why his Messiah boy, Shonim Rabbis, without any siluf in Tayag Mitzvahs, is a siluf in the Etzem Messiah. That's what it was all about. That's what Messiah was. The Messiah is a Messiah of Tayag Mitzvahs. Okay? That just tells you the Indian, the Gemara talks Megillah. It could be the Rambam alludes to the same word, but the Megillah, Megillah's Nitna in the Gemara get nothing to do with this, because Holy Inbuk, they weren't mad big this, because it was only the Pirush HaMachukam. It was only the Mikra HaMachukam. The only divide the Mikra was also come with the Mitzvah. Not they were the Parashah said and what the Rebbeinu said, Aliyah Hayahova, Vetna Lecha. That's not what we're talking about. And a banal Torah is a whole different world.
whole thing with Moshe at Har Sinai.
Where's the Ramban?
You'll see it in Akdoma to Bereshis. Okay? If you want to get started there, Bereshis. Moshe Rabbeinu Kosev HaSeifa Zeh Im HaTeira Kul Mipish HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'akov Shekosev Zeh Bahar Sinai Kishom Nemo Lo Yalei Elai Ahor V'hoi Lecho V'yeshom V'etnu Lecho Es Aluchas O'em V'ateir V'amitza Shekasad Lederu L'hoilos Ki Luchas O'evin Yichol Aluchas V'amichtav Kloi Ma'aseres Adibus V'amitzva Mispo Mitzvahs HaMitzvahs Kulon Asev Lo Yisrael. Just the minion. In Ken HaTeir Yichlo HaSipurim Mitchilas Bereshis. The Ram the Teir is the Nusach HaMitzvah. And according to Ramban, the Teir is of the Sipurim Mitchilas Bereshis. Ki Umeira Anoshim Bederech B'inyin HaEmuna Shuhu Meira Anoshim B'derech B'inyin HaEmuna. Vulit Meraha Kozak Mitchilas HaTeira Ad Seif HaSipo Mishkon HaMishkon V'gom HaTeira G'ma HaTeira Kozak Raboi Mishon B'chule. As we state in Ramban, when you start opening Ramban Chumash, that's what he says. But you don't appreciate what the Ramban's doing unless you have the backdrop of the Ramban. And it's Mamash a whole different world. And the Ram Kivu is coming as a knight in shining army defending the Mesera against the attack of the Bahag. Okay. The Ramban is coming to be Megan on the Bahag because he was the Golos Shebegoinim. But the issue of Tayag Mitzvahs wasn't there, you know, wasn't, you know, like the most wasn't part of any importance at all. Just a minion of Mitzvah Seh, Mitzvah Seh. And the Mitzvah himself wore Nimsah Baal Sinai. You have to ask yourself a different question. So, therefore what? So what's the Indian of being Moshe? You know, the Bible should tell Moshe about a few gematches. Now, people live on gematches, like Gavala Gazach. But if you live on gematches, what was the purpose b'chlau that the Bible should told Moshe Rabbeinu that all that you should know Moshe, there's the Chayat Mitzvahs, and Shalamach and Shasa. Very nice. What's on the thought? And the Ramban's very clear in Sherish Aleph, that even if there's a Kabbalah, that there's a mini Tayag, there's no Shum Kabbalah, what was Nichlis in Tayag? And there was no Kabbalah, no Shum, that Moshe Rabbeinu had received the Mitzvah. Mitzvah might have given to Aaron. And there's some Mitzvah that won't say to Moshe, and some Mitzvah that won't say to Sinai. Okay?
How do they get into the Masorah then?
What Masorah? Who's Masorah? What?
No, but I mean, if
so that's what I wanted to tell you. I'll tell you something. I didn't want to talk about it, but I'll tell you something. There are two different issues, okay? Moshe Rabbeinu could be the parsha who said to Moshe, but the mitzvah and the chiyuvim, the parsha, man, he said to Aaron, but who was the Melamed, and who taught them? It's a very strange thing. The Moshe Tachav Moshe Yisrael. And you have to see exactly how it worked. The mitzvah could be given to Aaron. It was never the Moshe B'Sinai. But the Bailim on the Mesera of it is Moshe Rabbeinu, I assume. Okay, now. So then, the Ram writes at the end, towards the end of the Psicha, to Sefer Mitzvahs, he writes like this: "V'zeh mashelo yita boy echod mikol misha mona mitzvahs kloima shezeu minyanam." Everyone knows it's Tayag. Elish nishtapshu shibush godo b'dvorim hamenuyim
Koshi's Boba Maimazer. That's what I'm going to explain. That there was a mistake in terms of what's Nichlas in the Minyan, but the Minyan itself, there was never Machlokes about. Il Ramban is not going to agree with this, okay? Zemi Pinei Shenelmu Mehem. Do you know what they were missing? All his predecessors? You know why they came to these tolls? Shenelmu mi mehem inyone albo osa ashroshim halolo. They didn't know the 14 shroshim. Yeah, they ain't of us. No one knows the 14 shroshim, you know. Knows the guy chaveg and knows how to know what the tayyai mitzvah. The basin doesn't know what's going on. Asher avarim ato. Comes and he hits as a knight in shiny armor, hits the aloch of the doilis with shibush godol. And that was explained last week when I was talking about Shevishud Beis, and he writes on aloch of the doilis mimnei shenela mizul osenu hayisein hazeh v'lo hirgish boy v'lo hivchim boy v'lo yoda. Again, he's missing something. Then he writes, "V'chein v'kozel lo yalem el mishi kachadvom bashkof v'shoyna." It's a first glance. It's not careful thought and deep, interesting analysis. V'lo yachzo al inyonim b'machshavtoy. K'mo she'im olayim asholim agav shit ve'omu. This is what I explained last week, but the Ram learns Agav Shit for Omer is a Gnai. Not the way the Chavis Yoye, the Chuvah's Chavis Yoye, where the Chofetz Chaim quotes this Chuvah in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. But the Ram learns the Gnai. And I pointed out the Chofetz Chaim himself uses the Gnai in Bi'aloch, in Shinalov. Also, even though he quotes this, it was a Shevach. That he even learned Torah, even Agav Shitve, or whatever it is. The question is the Rambam, but the Chofetz Chaim, I told you last week, the Chofetz Chaim quoted B'Shem Godel Echon. He doesn't say his name. And the Rambam mentioned Halacha Zilus by its name. Because the same way the Gemara mentioned Rav by his name. Because a Shibush in the Mesira, which is a Shibush L'Deres, and the Baal Memor is known, you have to say the thing, Terehi ve'ein mechand v'nbo. And this is the Messiah. Shibush godo. Agav shit ve'om. And that's the Ram's attack on Aloch HaZadilis. And that's what he says. Kloima b'l yisvoynus Elohim yinu rishon she'ol machshavtei. Amoroi v'yisein hazeh boro lonu dvar kol hakorbonos. The eighth law of the Noisim, Kedei, that's in Shoshu Beis, the other Shoshu Kedei, Shalom Yishadish Beidovo, Menatolos Le Ilbuv Klau. There shouldn't be any mistake or any confusion. Confusion is a problem. Moshe Nevaye, Minyonenu, Bez Hashem Yisbach. And this is the act of Shitve that I mentioned. And that's the Gemara Baba Kama that I mentioned last week. On Rav Sheshes, Samachay Amar Aleph. Amina kinayim v'shochiv rav lohosh maiketa. Okay? So that's what the Tevil Geshe said. One is not allowed to teach half asleep. See, you can say it's a tshevach that he's dachim, but he was even half asleep, he was learning. So learning is a zich, reisendit, efshiyot, efshendit. But teaching others is almost the same shayla that shikha, al yoyre, you can't teach as a shikha. Okay? Okay, and I don't know. A Rashiva who's drunk on Purim says over a shir, it's also a problem. Because you have to be when Teira is the Chalachrayis. Kinayim v'shochiv, Agiv Shitve. Teira has to be the ganze machshava. So this, I mentioned last week, and how the
Geshen, the Shashtakol of saying of Shmuz, and with the Chofetz Chaim, and the Godel Echod was known. So he wasn't known, it was just a shadow of Takola from that his Shmuel, because he didn't say it by name. But anyone who has a Takola Deiris, there's a Shaila on what the Mesiri is, or what the Aloha is, as you say, it's a Ag Rav, even the Rav, the Godel Amoroyim, Agav Shitfei, Kinaim V'Shochem, Agav Shitfei, Omar Lach Shmai Tata. You can't say on the Aloha of those, you write a Sefer, Agav Shitfei. You can say Agav Shitfei, but you can't say Kinaim V'Shochem. So it's Agav Shitfei. It's a Agav Shitfei. And that, now we understand what the Ram said, his Erbi Hatzal, Shekvai Stati Boi Shzeh Shonim, Fushaminin Shalom Mitzvahs, Vai Shtapshe Boi Binyonim, Shli Ucho Letaye, Godol Muzurasan. We should call Mishi Yogav Minyonim, Oi Bechibo, Sefer, Bedovo, Mea Kavona Azeis, Nimshu Kulam, Acha, Bahalochis, Lenotam Mikavonisav, the Minyonim, Ki im Nitiyam Ota, Ki ilu Hadea Omdoi, Eitzel, That is Rabbi Yisai. That's Keter Seder Mishnah. That's what the Hakdama to Mishnah Torah is all about. That's the Mishnah Torah is all about. V'Torah V'Mitzvah. And these 14 Shroshim is the Rambam, what he called together through all his ideas of Torah. What are the parameters to decide something is Tayag Mitzvah? And it's a very important task. The task is, as an explorer, to rediscover what the Mesera was for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Shem to Moshe Rabbeinu, and what the Aboim Deiris are all about, and that is what the whole Mishnah Torah is all about, and that Sefer Mitzvahs as Akdoma. Sefer Mitzvahs now is two things. The Sefer Mitzvahs is a way to realize you can have in front of all the halachas not to forget anything, to make sure you have all the Dinei Torah. On the other hand, Mishneh Torah has to incorporate Sefer Mitzvahs, because Mishneh Torah is ki'ilu to recreate v'et l'cha as a Torah v'ha mitzvah. Torah su Torah shebiksav. And that is the mitzvah, v'ha mitzvah hu pirusha. And this is what the whole Mishnah Torah is all about, and that's what Sefer Mitzvah is all about. That's Locha.
How can you not talk about Hilchos Talmud Torah?
What?
The Ofen HaMesorah?
Because that negate anything now. Because after, you have to know how much, and that maybe has a piece about that. The question is, what afterwards, what the Torah Shabbat Sabbath, what the Torah Shabbat Peh, what happened after Avinu Avashi, and what are the dinim we have to know? Because of the Heter Torah, we have to know. That he learned, that's not learned in general. Only one person needs to, you know, he's going to forget. That's why he didn't write anything. That's his often. That's what they say in the Sefer of the Mishnah Sefer Nos. Okay, whatever it is, I don't know if that was accepted or not. That's the Seder.
What is the significance of what the Rambam says when he's describing the Seder and Masorah? That he was Nichnas Le'olo, that they came to the Olo of Moshe, Nichnas Le'olo.
I would tell you that the Ohel Moshe is the Ohel Moed, okay? I don't know what the Oholoi is. You have to know what the Oholoi is. Because the Oholoi, I don't know which Oholoi it is. Is it the Ohel Moed, where he used to be at all the time, the Shechini, even after it was Merichuk? And then Ki'ilu, then it means, you see, it comes out that the Mishnah picking over is that the Rebbeinu Shalom is with man when he learns. It's not just a connection to God. Or that's what learning is all about. That's what Messiah is all about. Or to Kinesinosai, to reconnect, because the whole Messiah was a Messiah of the Rebbeinu Shalom to Moshe, and Moshe further. And that to reconnect to that Messiah, reconnect to the Rebbeinu Shalom.
Decide when you're going to get it next.